Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did your neighbor just become a multimillionaire? Details on the way.
Wow.
As I milk the chickens here on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It's 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And the story goes something like this. Ocala man wins $15 million prize from a scratch-off at a Circle K.
Really?
I mean, I am just so excited if I win anything more than the face value of the ticket itself.
As long as you're not losing money in your head, right?
Yep. An Ocala man claimed a $15 million prize from a scratch-off that he purchased at a local gas station earlier this year. David Keith Rubin now has a whole bunch of new best friends, claimed the grand prize on June 18th for winning $15 million Gold Rush multiplier scratch-off game.
Wow.
Rubin purchased the ticket, the winning ticket at the Circle K at 5201 South Pine Avenue in Ocala. Right across the street from the Wawa.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Rubin chose to receive the lump sum payout of $8,968,000.
That could be life-changing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rubin's identity was not originally disclosed, as it was exempt from disclosure under a Florida statute, but according to that law, the names of lottery winners who claim prizes of $250,000 or greater are temporarily exempt from public disclosure for 90 days.
But eventually it comes out.
Yeah.
But that gives you time to get your attorney together, change all your email addresses, pull off all your social media, and get a new phone number.
That is, that's pretty big. And Ruben joins at least four other Marion County residents who have claimed large prizes from the Florida Lottery that are valued at over $1 million.
Wow.
So you never know. Well, now you know. Yeah. So, yeah, he had some time because this occurred a little while back. But $15 million on a scratch-off, that's huge.
I could use $8 million up front. I could use that.
You that can't win if you don't play, Greg. I've told you that.
That would solve the shopping for an old car for Blake really quickly. I could still get an old car, but I'd have $8 million.
Yeah.
You know, can just say, I might get a new car. It could happen.
I would think. Yep. You?
Yeah.
New car? That would make it, what, 43?
Yeah. But I can stop whenever
you
I
should
want.
Have at least the number of presidents you should have owned that many vehicles.
I'm sure I'll get there.
You are getting there.
I'll get there.
You're moving in that direction, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was hanging around yesterday. You know how temptation is. I mean, it's like anything. It's like even there's scripture about what we look at is what we want kind of thing. And happened to be at the
dealership. No, I don't know anything about temptation, but go ahead.
Yeah, but you've heard you know, from people talking. Yeah, and that was the tough part yesterday, getting some stuff done to Jen's little Bavarian SUV.
Oh.
And now I will say I was in a loaner for a while, but it cost about half as much as my house. So I'm not going to buy one of those. But, you know, you wander around and you look at things and... That one's good. Look at a little low mileage.
Shiny objects.
Shiny
catch your attention.
Absolutely. You know, that is a tough day. Just saying.
Yeah. It only brings you a little bit of temporary happiness.
Usually at least a year or so.
Not the true joy that we all should continually seek, my friend.
Can't have both? Are they mutually exclusive?
I'm not going to stand in the way. I'm not going to judge either.
I'll bet.
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
So Trump was having really, it appears, a really good time at the Kennedy Center Honors, and it appeared that all the guests were in an equally festive mood. I mean, you had Kiss there, and Gloria Gaynor, and
George Strait.
I didn't realize Gloria Gaynor had done so much with the, you know, a lot of Christian music and stuff. Yeah, and very successful apparently in that genre as well. But anyway, so Trump was having such a good time. Even the media, the general media, had to say good things. You know how hard that was?
Well, that had to be painful for them.
President Donald Trump became the first sitting president to host the Kennedy Center Honors, and coverage from both Politico and the Washington Post included notably favorable commentary with observations about his showmanship and polished remarks.
Wow.
That is
amazing.
Huge.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That is huge.
He also, amongst the joking, he said he'll nominate himself for Kennedy Center Awards. Then I think it was at the very beginning he said something like, you know, welcome to the Trump Kennedy Center.
Oh.
And then he said, I'm kidding, of course.
Lefties are hating that.
And he even said something like, I know a lot of people. I recognize a lot of people here. Love a lot of the people here. Some of them I hate. He said it like that.
Oh,
my
that's funny.
Oh, so anyway, a good time was had by all. Even the media, that is definitely not on his side, had to, you know, admit that, hey, man, he did a great job.
Well, you know, while we have to give Ronald Reagan credit for being probably the best orator, joke teller, storyteller of any president, he had to be way up there. Trump, I think a lot of people are realizing he's still one of the funniest presidents we've ever had. He's got a great personality when you just let him be Donald.
Yeah, it's a style that is very, very different than Ronald Reagan's style.
Exactly.
But, still, he definitely, he has a great sense of humor and of timing.
Yep.
And he's funny.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. The people with the Trump derangement syndrome, you know, they're just missing out. They really are. They're missing out.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
You know, they see him and they, you know, they go into convulsions. I mean,
it's sad for them, yes.
Speaking of the president, apparently already talking about and gearing up, and according to his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, she said that Donald Trump is going to get out and campaign like it's 2024 again, meaning in the midterms, the president is going to be a lot of places. He's going to campaign diligently. He is well aware, as many of us are, that, you know, without continuing to, you know, have the House and the Senate under Republican leadership, it'll be very, very difficult for President Trump to get things done. And in fact, a lot of people believe, you know, they get the House, that, you know, the first thing they'll do is, you know, try to impeach the president down that road again.
Well, you had that one, I can't even remember how to pronounce his name. He's already trying, you know, talking about it. It's like, come on. They can't help themselves.
No, they can't. And they don't realize that none of that resonates with the American people, you know? None of it does. Anyway, Susie Wiles goes on to say, this is such a great time for him to be in office. He's such a patriot. He loves it so much. He's going to have fun next year, but we're going to put him on the campaign trail, too. Just a little bit of campaign speak, if I may. She went on to explain that in the midterms, it's not about who's sitting at the White House, but about localizing the election and keep the federal officials out of it. We're actually going to turn that on its head, she said, and put him on the ballot. Because so many of those low-propensity voters are Trump voters. And we saw a week ago Tuesday what happens when he's not on the ballot and not active. So I haven't quite broken it to him yet, but he's going to be campaigning like it's 2024 again. And, it's going to be tremendously important that Republicans, conservatives, anybody who has a modicum of logic and common sense need to show up, and they need to support the Republican candidates. And that, other than that, if you don't do that, I mean, you'll have basically tied the hands of the guy that you voted for president. I mean, you voted for him. Don't you want to see his agenda fulfilled? I would think so, because it brought a lot of people out to the polls who normally don't even bother voting at all. They've given up on the system. Trump brought those people back. But if you really want the system to be effective, for him to be able to push forward his vision, he's going to need support in the Senate and the House. That means you're going to have to, get out and vote again.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I know. It was just, it was just like a year ago you got off your fat buttocks.
That's my way to put it.
I mean, I meant that in a nice way.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
It's 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Pump it up, my friends. Come on. It's another awesome day. A little chilly start, but it's going to be nice. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be crisp. Yeah. It's going to be one of those crisp, cool days that, you know, you just love it. Sometime maybe it's inside, hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I ain't talking.
Or outside, a little hot chocolate.
Hold on to it. Keep your hands warm. Because exactly. Folks up north, the Midwest, they are still dealing with like snowed-in conditions and the temps in the teens, and that's why we live here.
It's that time of year.
It is.
Everywhere else.
It's almost like winter shows up annually. It's like it was just here last year.
You'd think with climate change and global warming that, you know, winter would disappear completely. But
yeah.
They, just in time, they said, no, it's not global warming. It's climate change. Yeah, that's just climate change.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Yeah.
All right. They don't know what they're talking about.
It is 9:23, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And remember the holiday movie Elf?
Yes.
Will Ferrell and James Caan. What a combination. And little buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Little buddy the elf, who's a little oversized for an elf.
A little bit.
And he's looking for his biological father. He's looking for him.
It is one of the few movies I watch every Christmas.
Even though you're not a big Will Ferrell fan, you said.
Yeah.
But you like that.
Some of his work, but I like the movie Elf. I like a lot of people that are in it. It's just a fun movie.
My middle baby, Kaylee. I know that's one of her favorites.
Yeah.
She always liked that. So guess what?
Yes.
There is a holiday movie screening of Elf at Tuscaloosa Park this week. And this will the event begins at 7 p.m. on Friday at the park, which is located at 800 Northeast Sanchez Avenue in Ocala. The movie focuses about Buddy, who was raised as an oversized elf. I don't want to tell you anymore. But if you already know the story, you know it is very funny. It is a lot of fun.
It is. And actually, with that in mind, the elf suit, he was actually wearing it in the elevator scene where he hits all the buttons. Mm-hmm. He just had a good old time. That suit sold just a couple days ago at an auction. $239,000.
Not bad.
So somebody's dressing up as an elf this year.
And paying dearly for
it. Well, they must have had a lot of green to buy that green outfit, yes.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. Yep. All right. The screening is free, open to the public. Those in attendance are encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs and blankets and whatever would keep you warm, mittens or gloves.
Yeah.
Hats, scarves. I don't know. By Friday, is it going to be warming back up again?
Electric socks are always, kind of a
yeah. Give me the prognosis as we head into the weekend. What's Friday evening looking like?
Well, it's going to be 67 Friday, so we're going to be in the 60s all week.
All right, and you figure after the sun goes down and such, it's going to get in the 60s, which is going to be beautiful. It's going to be put you in a holiday mood.
Little warmer Saturday.
As long as you're prepared.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Layers.
Or as
I
would say, you can never have too many jackets. It's funny. You have no idea how many times I've been caught without a jacket going, it's colder than I thought it would be.
And
me of all people.
Of you. Yeah. Right. That's kind of crazy.
Oh, sad day.
Yeah.
Alina Haba. Remember her? She was an attorney for Trump, and then she became a U.S. attorney for New Jersey. But she never was officially sworn in. And it went through the courts and all that, and apparently they ruled against her appointment. Alina Haba, President Trump's pick to serve as U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, has resigned from her role following a federal court's ruling upholding a lower court's decision that she was not lawfully appointed to the office. I don't know the nomenclature of how that works or whatever. It seems to me she wasn't appointed lawfully. What do we need to do to make it right?
Right. What makes it different or okay?
Yeah, now she's been doing the job, for close to a year, but because she wasn't quote unquote lawfully appointed, it's just one of those, I guess, another one of those Washington, D.C. oddities or federally related oddities, I guess I should say.
Games.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Pam Bondi, was not happy. She was saddened to accept Alina's resignation. I don't know what to. She's going to be hugely successful no matter what.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should get. Maybe we should get what? Why are you giving me the?
I'm just waiting. Just go ahead.
Wondering if there might an opening at Jeffrey Meldon's office, we could have Alina, on the air every once in a while.
I was just going to give you a little rope there.
Talk about legal.
Yes.
Issues.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't want to see her, you know, be unemployed.
Man, you were just all heart, Bob.
Thank you. Glad you recognize that.
Oh, I recognized something before you said it. Yeah.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to have a great list of folks tomorrow. Paul Renner, Kat Kamick, the Congresswoman, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, and that's why the Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. All you have to do is hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning. It's 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. About, 10-15 minutes away from Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Start thinking about some positive, upbeat thoughts so you can share those with us, because we can't have too many upbeat, positive thoughts now, can we? Consumer inflation expectations hold steady. That's good. This was November, while perceptions of job security reached their strongest level of the year, which is odd because there have been some layoffs that have taken place. But that, again, this is how people are feeling. This is according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's their monthly survey of consumer expectations that was released on Monday. Now, Wednesday, the Fed is going to meet. Will they lower the rate? If they do, how much? Quarter point? You know that President Trump will want more than that.
Yeah.
You know that if it doesn't get dropped at least a quarter, maybe half a point, Jerome Powell's ears will once again be aflame, as President Trump will say unkind things toward him.
In front of him on national television.
Oh, yeah. And he doesn't hold back when it comes to that guy at all.
Uh-oh.
That guy's got a thick skin.
Yes,
either
too.
That or he's completely deaf.
Uh-huh.
New Year's Eve. Where's the big party, Greg? Where are you going?
You know, we don't usually end up going anywhere for New Year's Eve. We go to a
party
lot of...
Party pooper.
No, we go to a... Jen and I were having that discussion. We go to a lot of events, a lot of parties, a lot of social things throughout the year. Somehow we're not on the list for New Year's Eve. I'm not sure what happened.
Wow. Well, you know, I can't say that we've gotten a bunch of invites either. So,
yeah, well, there we go.
Guess you got, we're just sticks in the mud around here, I guess. If you're looking for localities, the Wallet Hub, they put together these little lists of things. And this was just using larger cities. It was comparing 100 biggest cities, and they looked at different metrics, you know, fireworks, nightlife options, food affordability, precipitation, and things like that.
Okay.
So Philadelphia actually cracked the top 20.
Really?
Which, yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Let's see.
That's a little far to go.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
something closer to home?
All right, 12, yeah. Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Coming in at 12.
Tampa's on the list, all right.
10, Miami.
Okay.
Let's see. If you want nice weather, 6, San Diego.
I could see that.
5, L.A. 4, Seattle.
Yeah.
Number 3, New York. New York.
I would not be anywhere near New York on New Year's Eve.
Lost Wages. Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. I was confused for a moment.
Lost Wages.
Yes.
They come in at number 2. And... Bum, 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 bum. Coming in at number 1, the best city to party for New Year's Eve, Orlando, Florida.
Really? So you had like, what, 3 Florida cities in the top, what?
20.
Wow.
That's not actually shabby. In the top 12, if you want to go that route.
That's not shabby at all.
No. No. Well, when you if you factor in weather, that's big bonus points.
Well, yeah, because look at the contrast between here or New York City, where it's going to be cold and snowing and... If you want to be there, you've got to stand there all day long. It's just not, no, thank you.
142 million is the number of Americans who will travel for the New Year's holiday this year, with 64% of them driving to their destination. Now, does that mean traveling like even across town type thing? Because 142 million is pretty substantial.
Well, that sounds like travel.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
55%. Of Americans plan to celebrate New Year's Eve with family or friends.
I can see that.
Just 55%?
That seems.
I would say it'd be more like 75%.
I would think so. I mean, what are the rest of you doing?
Yeah. So. Well, you know, some people don't want to go out on that night. They call it amateur night, and there's a lot of people who maybe normally don't consume quantities and make bad decisions. So.
Yeah.
The average cost for a couple to enjoy dinner and a show on New Year's Eve in the 3 largest cities, New York, L.A., and Chicago, the average cost for a couple, dinner and a show,
$772. What?
Yeah.
I'm not, boy, am I below average.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Well,
that was between you and Jen.
Okay.
But,
I'll take her to the Crystal or something. Yeah, we'll go out.
Wow.
You know?
Now, if we had a White Castle, I'd say that might be acceptable,
actually,
but not Crystal.
It's actually funny because, well, yeah, we know that Crystal is a copy of White Castle, but actually on Valentine's Day, White Castle does a thing where you can reserve a table and actually go to White Castle for Valentine's Day.
You better also show up with a really nice-looking set of roses if you're going to try to pull that one.
Absolutely.
So anyway, number of glasses of sparkling wine that are drunk each New Year's Eve.
Oh, I can't imagine.
360 million.
Really?
360 million glasses of sparkling wine. Think it would be higher than that?
Yeah, although I guess if you look at it that way, you got to take, that's almost like one for every American, I guess, if you look at it that way. But that's just America, so I don't know. I thought that
this is just for America, this particular poll.
And if half the people don't drink, and really you're only doing the one, I guess, I don't drink, so I...
Nobody's going to be like,
give me 4 more of those, Well, there's always somebody who will.
Champagne.
Yeah.
They call it sparkling wine. I guess that would cover...
Yeah, the gamut of whatever.
All right.
Float your boat.
Sad story. Guy who played football for the University of Memphis, defensive player Leandra Thomas, shot and killed by law enforcement. He pulled a gun.
Mm.
Law enforcement.
Not good.
No, it's Sandy Springs, Georgia. They called police around 10:30 a.m. A man was assaulting her, she claims, while she was walking her dog. again. 10:30
in the morning.
You know, broad daylight. Weird.
That's how you start your day?
Officers arrived and found 27-year-old Thomas, and were talking with him. So they're talking to him.
Yeah.
And he allegedly reached for his belt to retrieve a weapon.
Wow.
He actually,
strange.
During the conversation, while he's talking to police, he pulled a handgun from his waistband. What do you think's going to happen?
You're going to get shot.
Yeah. I mean, that's training 101.
Yeah, don't die. Go home to your family.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he died. Hmm. He was rushed to the hospital. He later died.
That's a shame. But...
Yeah, he played for University of Memphis from 2017 to 2019. Hmm. And, you know, you wonder what else was going on. I guess we go through the normal list of... drugs, alcohol, mental issues, mm-hmm. or just extremely poor judgment.
Well, you usually only get one chance at stuff that poor.
Yeah. So. That's why I think the mental illness thing, almost like a suicide by cop type thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've
right?
seen it. Yeah, we've seen it. Yep. Mm.
And by the way, this is the season where you want to reach out to friends and relatives, especially those that you know don't have a lot of company and don't have a lot of people around them. This can be an extremely depressing time of year for people. And unfortunately, sometimes they make not good decisions mm-hmm. about their own personal health, et cetera.
Yeah, just you saying that reminded me as a little kid, and I'm talking, I don't know, maybe second, third, fourth grade. You know, my dad was a pastor, and I remember us going home to home, visiting people before Christmas, you know, just kind of cheering them up, that kind of thing, making sure that they were okay and stuff like that. That just hit me. I haven't thought about that in a lot of years. But, those are simple things you can do, but really important, too.
Yeah. Not as many house calls, it seems, like there used to be.
Not so much.
You know, it used to be Father O'Malley. He'd be coming down the street, and he'd be knocking on the door. Hey, is everything all right in there? You haven't had a new laddie or lassie now for 2 years. Is everything okay? If you didn't have a baby every year, you know, the priest was knocking on the door. Hey,
yeah,
everything all right?
Got to grow the church,
right?
From the inside out.
There you go. One place probably not a great place to go for New Year's.
Where's that?
Nigeria.
Not so much.
Especially if you want to keep all of your own organs.
Oh, I don't like where this
is
going.
Yeah, no, this was a sick case. Organ harvesting ring, basically, they discovered it after they discovered a whole bunch of bodies.
Mm.
And not a nice scene at all. Hundreds, in fact. So they're looking for the people that are responsible for this thing. And, you know, they've got a lot of issues there. I don't think...
don't think so.
I don't think a visit there will be...
I mean, I did have somebody at the dealership say that I could probably get a pretty good, since I don't drink or anything, I could probably get a good round number for a kidney if I really wanted what I was looking at the lot. But I don't know what a kidney's going for these days.
For a small fee, I'll help you put that on the dark web.
Yeah. Okay.
And we could probably get that done.
Yeah.
Bathtub, bag of ice, scalpel, and some duct tape. I don't know. I don't think it's too technical.
Well, as long as you know where everything's at, I guess.
Well, I could look at a chart or something. God, there's probably some on YouTube
AI,
for it.
You know, probably.
Yeah. I mean, who's really actually doing surgery anymore, you know?
It's
a bunch of robots.
You're absolutely right.
Ooh, not so much. U.S. Supreme Court is making Trump a king. I had no idea.
Well.
Claire McCaskill, remember her? Was she one of your
yes,
old...
in Missouri. Yeah. Yes, state of misery.
Yeah. She was on MS Now, and she said that the Supreme Court was making President Donald Trump a king, I guess because, he won several cases?
Imagine that.
That were taken to the Supreme Court?
She's never happy.
Maybe he's not trying to be king. Maybe he was just right.
Wow. Imagine that.
Coming up next, things that make you smile. We need some upbeat positive thoughts, so call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now for things that make you smile. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for Things That Make You Smile, Upbeat Positive Thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call now, and hey, Pete, what's making you smile?
Well, let's talk about eyebrows in the news. We all learned this morning that Mangione, the healthcare murderer, was apprehended because of his distinctive eyebrows. Hope you caught that story. And also the illegal alien that did the train attack in North Carolina had his eyebrows trimmed in a gang recognition symbol. Don't ask me which gang it is, but I know that's what it is. And then what I really noticed that's kind of funny is a lot of the women on Fox and the other channels have stopped plucking their eyebrows. If you notice that, they're all getting all kind of bushy. So maybe that'll give them more time in the makeup room and more time in doing research. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, wow. You are very, you really see.
He has a lot of time on his hands, what he's telling us.
Yeah, I didn't notice all that. Pretty happy when I don't have to deal with a unibrow.
Oh, yeah.
Either in the mirror or in someone else.
One thing not to worry about. It was great yesterday. Ran into an old friend of ours. Used to visit the show on a regular basis. Talking about former ASO Brett Rodenizer. I was getting Jen's car taken
care of. He's a guy who said he could do anything once, and he is a helicopter pilot.
That man can do anything.
He said only once.
But he's like a Renaissance man or something. But anyway, it was great to run into Brett yesterday. So he said to tell you hi. So, hi.
Thanks to everyone who was involved with the Betsy Pepin Golf Tournament yesterday that I got to MC. Great event for a great cause. Thank you all. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A team of Chinese scientists have used a new gene editing tool to modify a species of fungus that can supposedly replace the protein provided by chicken. And purportedly, it even tastes like meat. The fungus would be easier and cheaper to cultivate than chicken, with less land required and a reduced impact on the environment. They said there's a popular demand for better and more sustainable protein for food. We successfully made a fungus not only more nutritious, but more environmentally friendly, too. To that I say, there might be a fungus among us, but I'm not biting. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.